You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Bureau of Indian Affairs, or the BIA, office in Ashland will remain open, reversing a U.S. Department of Government efficiency closure plan. The decision came after opposition from the Great Lakes Intertribal Council, or the GLITC, and U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Employing 40 staff, the Ashland office is vital for six Lake Superior Chippewa bands, providing land trust, real estate, and law enforcement support. The GLITC cited harm to tribal sovereignty and service delays. Baldwin confirmed the overturned lease termination, calling the office a, quote, vital point of access, end quote. The Ashland office was among some 20 slated for closure, a move that would have saved the government $1.5 million. The BIA is now securing continued service space. September 20th, beginning at 10 a.m., you are invited to celebrate the start of the fall season and cranberry harvest at Manitowish Waters Harvest Festival. You can kick off fall in the Northwoods and enjoy local organization booths, vendors, live music by Carly Davidson, and more. For more information, including vendor applications, you can visit manitowishwaters.org/harvest-festival. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, September 20th at 10 a.m. over at Manitowish Waters. A couple of Wisconsin lawmakers from opposite sides of the political divide have come together for a cause that's clearly what we should be focusing on, the Green Bay Packers. With more, here's Lisa Hale.
Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Congressman Tony Weed have introduced the Go Pack Go Act, designed to allow Packers fans in Wisconsin, no matter where they live, to watch the Pack play on television. Over 400,000 people living in Wisconsin counties are considered either a part of Minnesota or Michigan television markets, so they end up watching either the Lions or the Vikings games instead of the Packers if the games are scheduled at the same time. The Go Pack Go Act would require cable and satellite companies to give Wisconsin subscribers access to games from a Wisconsin market.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has issued its first ever Do Not Eat advisory for fish because of PFAS contamination for several lakes east of Rhinelander due to the highest ever recorded measurements of contamination in the environment. The advisory includes 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th Lake, as well as Moan, Sunset, Snowden, and Starks Lakes. Also, the advisory includes all water rights within a 5-mile radius of the Stella Town Hall. The DNR states that people should not eat harvested deer livers and limit venison to one meal a month in that area. PFAS is a group of man-made chemicals linked to health problems, and they do not break down in the environment. Once again, the Wisconsin DNR has issued its first ever Do Not Eat advisory for fish due to PFAS contamination in lakes including 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, Moan, Sunset, Snowden, and Starks. The advisor also includes all waterways within a 5-mile radius of the Stella Town Hall, and the DNR states that people should not eat harvested deer livers and limit venison to one meal a month within that area. Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Ripco Credit Union is hosting a bake sale and selling homemade yummy treats with all donations being forwarded to the Tri-County Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. You can swing by your local Ripco location to pick up something delicious and help support a worthy cause. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., that is September 10th, at all three locations of Ripco Credit Union to support the Tri-County Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. Having a balanced diet is important for kids all year round. Melissa Kay has more.
During the school year, eating healthy meals can not only help with growth and development, it can help keep kids focused and sustain their energy throughout the school day.
Various nutrients that are important for school age consist of the carbohydrates, nutrient-rich carbohydrates, protein, and healthy fats throughout the day.
That's Tammy Licari, a diabetes educator and registered dietitian with Aspirus Health. She recommends having well-balanced meals and snacks throughout the day, but that doesn't have to be complicated.
Ultimately, to have a balanced breakfast, aiming to try to include a dairy, protein, and a carbohydrate.
That can be as easy as whole grain toast with peanut butter, fruit, and a glass of milk.
If they're getting a little bit of nutrition before they're off on the school bus or on their walk to school.
If kids are reluctant to try new foods, Lakari says getting them involved in the meal planning can help.
Anytime that you can get the child involved with the meals, even meal prep, then that usually goes a long way to what they are going to eat in the end.
Lakari also says parents don't have to be perfect to make a difference. Small changes and building healthy eating habits now helps set kids up for a successful future.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Rangers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers in the Lone Star State tonight, opening a three-game series against the Texas Rangers. Milwaukee with a 10-2 win over the Pirates yesterday in Pittsburgh, completing a three-game sweep. Manager Pat Murphy says that 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski learned a few lessons pitching into the seventh inning.
I can only tell you this is a great learning experience for him, and he answered the bell today and did a very, very nice job.
College football, the Badgers now preparing to play number 19th-ranked Alabama. It's Wisconsin beating Middle Tennessee State 42-10 over the weekend. The Packers celebrating a decisive 27-13 win over the Lions. Matt LaFleur grateful to the 77,000 fans who attended, but didn't like there were so many Lions fans in the stands.
The fans that showed up brought great energy, and the fans that sold their tickets to all those Lions fans got to be better.
That's the Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. If you're game for making some early plans for Valentine's Day 2026, there is a new softcore adult film that hits the big screen on that special day. It's called Wuthering Heights. That's right, this classic novel from the 1800s fell into the hands of Saltburn writer-director Emerald Fennell. Who better to adapt Emily Bronte and add some Cinemax runch? According to the New York Post, social media users compared the trailer to 50 Shades of Grey, with many calling it softcore porn. These days, that will most likely get more butts in the seats than a highbrow retelling of an 1847 literary classic. Wuthering Heights stars Margot Robbie, who is also producing the film, and Jacob Elordi, who is a contributor to part of the infamous bathtub scene in Saltburn. Fennell's other credits include the show Killing Eve, which was a bit over the top but a fun watch, and Promising Young Woman, which was excellent. Form your own opinion of the new iteration of Wuthering Heights by heading to the Google and checking out the trailer. Spike Lee's new film, Highest to Lowest, starring Denzel Washington, was supposed to be a wide release in theaters a couple weeks ago, but the game plan changed. Instead, it was released in a limited run, but is now available to stream. This is the fifth time Lee and Washington have worked together. Highest to Lowest is a thriller that tells the story of a music mogul played by Washington who is being ransomed. The film had its premiere at Cannes, but as of September 5th, you can now see it for free, sort of, if you have Apple TV. I recently discussed the kids' show Bluey on Nightlight with my Civic Media colleague, Stuart J. Waddles. During the interview, we talked about this great show that he watches with his kids. It's funny, sweet, and sort of hypnotic in moments. Well, Stuart, his kids, and all fans of Bluey will be happy to know there is a feature film version on the way. If you haven't seen Bluey, prepare to be dazzled. Disney and BBC have announced that it will hit the big screen August 6th of 2027. Rarely do you see a documentary where there is nothing negative said about the subject. That's because many documentarians pride themselves on their objectivity. Having said that, apparently there is nothing negative in a new documentary about actor-comedian John Candy because he was such a swell guy. I Like Me is directed by Colin Hanks, who never shared the silver screen with Candy, but his dad Tom starred opposite Candy in Splash and Volunteers. Something interesting viewers will learn about Candy in this doc was that John Candy, who weighed over 300 pounds, never liked to get easy laughs because of his weight and refused, when asked, to do scenes shirtless. He was funny enough and relied on his incredible talent as an actor and comedian. John Candy died in his sleep on the set of Wagons East in 1994 at the age of 43. I Like Me drops on Prime October 10th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. After the chilly temperatures as of late, warmer readings are on the way this week. Partly sunny and a high in the low 70s today. Some showers and storms late tonight and into tomorrow. Low tonight, mid-50s. High tomorrow, mid-60s. It's 39 right now.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.